I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
Chug.
Attaboy.
Should I smash into my forehead?
Yeah, you should. Is that Celsius, the liquid legal cocaine of the future?
No.
Okay. Welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast.
Straight whiskey.
Oh, whiskey. Whiskey sours. Zach, welcome back to the show, man. We got a week and a half in of the new baby. She is beautiful. I saw her with my own eyes the other day. Miss Carmela Jean Nichols. Round of applause, please.
Yeah, she's good, dude. She is very good. You know what? It's very busy. I'll say that.
I can see that.
There's a lot going on.
Texting in the middle of the show?
We had some... Oh, no, I wasn't texting. I was trying to read my notes on that.
Oh, okay.
But I was like talking about like plungers, I think, at one point. Yep, there we go.
Yeah.
So funny. All of a sudden in here, it just says, Perry, can you dance?
I am...
Can you dance?
I am by far the best dancer on the show.
On this show?
You hear me talking shit?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Why?
I'm the worst dancer in my family, by far. My dad, you can ask Jenna, my dad at my brother's wedding, he sat there and made fun of me to her for like three whole songs. And he was like, that is my best athlete of all my kids. But he can't hear a beat to save his life. And you know when I knew I was a bad dancer?
Tell me.
My sister got married when I was like 24. So I thought I was the man. I used to think, you know, Brock and Jack, and we'd all go out in Trent. We'd go to Memories in between Brighton and Milford.
Yeah.
Nothing special really about Memories besides the dance floor. And I used to think I had the best dance moves. But then my sister's wedding video came in, and I literally saw what I looked like. Oh, buddy.
You give me Travolta vibes.
I almost passed out. And now, anytime anybody talks about watching my sister's wedding video, I'll leave the house.
Okay. Like
if we're at a family, I'm outside.
All right. Well, I know you're not going to watch it, but do I have, you know, permission to go find it out there and put it out for the world to see?
There's only one copy ever made. It's at my parents'. No, seriously. It's at my... Well, I'm sure her in-laws.
I'm gonna have to study the film. Well, by the way, I am terrible. By far the best dancer on this couch. I'm not the most technical.
On this couch.
I'm not.
You're
the
top
most,
two I'm not, on this couch.
I'm not the most technical.
That makes me top two.
Right. I'm not the most technical, but I give an A for effort. Okay. And I don't care to embarrass myself for the fans. So like,
well, I don't care to embarrass myself, but that's the only dancing I do. I don't do the I'm seriously dancing.
Yeah.
You know, there's like the people who dance and in their head they think they look good. That was me until I saw what I looked like. Now I'm the guy that goes on the dance floor and I do everything I can to embarrass myself. Because if I'm embarrassing myself that way is much better than embarrassing yourself when you think you look good.
Agreed.
There's nothing worse than that. It's like having like a booger hanging out of your nose when you think you look good. Terrible. Horrendous.
Well, one other thing
you
that
would
happened.
Vomit if you saw me dance. If you need me to puke, if I poison myself, you need me to puke, get that video.
Today, as a 36-year-old man, what occasion is going to get you to dance?
Fast dance or slow dance?
Fast. Well, when they play Lil Jon in the club.
Probably take a certain combination of people. That song came out when I was a sophomore in high school.
Such a classic.
I know. Freak a League shortly after that. Anyways, to dance, I'm not going to fast dance ever again, probably.
Okay. Well, we're gonna try to change that. Hopefully we can get you rocked enough one of these days.
I'm not allowed to do the things that would make me, like, I promised Jenna when we got engaged, I wouldn't do certain things that could only make me dance at this age.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
I'd hurt myself.
One thing that you can do at this age is you can sink a birdie putt on 18 at Ironwood.
I did do that.
To have a fantastic end of your round. That was spectacular.
Fantastic day was capped off by probably, we sent the film in and PGA and Liv are fighting over me right now.
They are.
I shot it from the tips.
Yeah, no, it was,
the tips at Ironwood.
The tippity tops.
The tippity tops. Oh, man. That was a par five.
Mm-hmm. You really stuck it from range, sink the birdie putt.
How many balls did I lose on Sunday?
You know, I wasn't in your cart, but you.
Well, I thought I lost one. I found it in the woods, and then I hit one in the water, but it was so close to the end that it was sitting right there. So.
Yeah, scoop and score.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, man, no, we had a great time. We were able to do that thanks to the efforts of Jenna, the queen bee. Give a round of applause for Jenna, please, as well as Joanne. Yeah, so thank you so much.
My mother-in-law's in town. Appreciate it. I got away.
Yeah, we made it happen.
Snuck out.
So speaking of dancers, Battle for a New Champion, season 39. This is the part two of the reunion. This is the last time we'll see this collection of people together, for better or worse. But it's been a fun time taking, you know, note of everything they got going on. We'll get back into it. So it starts off by bringing Kylan and Aesop kind of, they're back in the mix with the shut the fuck ups. You know, Kylan goes.
We all know nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, no, y'all on that talk. But he says to
Kylan's him, not going to fight anybody in that turtleneck.
No, absolutely not. He's going to talk it out.
He's definitely going to talk it out. When you look, but, yeah, no, for sure.
But is that the first swear word you've ever heard out of Kylan?
I'll be honest with you. I was surprised by that behavior. But you know what? I think he just like let his hair down.
Yeah.
He just went for it. You know, he's like, I'm on the challenge. I'm not on Big Brother anymore. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
You know? And I think every now and then you can't always be the nice guy.
No, for sure. And I think also that's a great point. I think also like for him, he's getting a little bit of respect around, you know, challenge conversations. For him to get loud and charge, you know what I'm saying? It's not, it helps his profile.
Kylan, by some challenge formula, has beaten me in an elimination round.
Okay, tell me the transitive property of how he beat you, please.
So he beat Durrell, okay. And I lost to Durrell.
Okay, that's true. So Kylan's better than you at elimination. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I know that means Asaph's fucked.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Do you think like Asaph was a little bit worn out by the end of this episode? Like, I feel like he came into the season and this reunion thinking one thing about himself, but I think he, like, slowly is starting to realize, like, these people don't respect me. In fact, like, I'm a laughing stock.
Yeah. You know, the producers crazy? Don't respect
me. Listen, he, what was so shocking to me was, like, he was getting into it with Durrell, and I'm like, yeah, act tough with Durrell. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Ask Brad how that goes.
Yeah. Ask, you know, yourself.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. What, it was a scrap? You got to see Michael's freaking out behind the scenes. Michael, by the way, doing his first job here. He's what happened with Brad and Durrell?
Okay, so on the ruins, Durrell had a cakewalk to the final. Like, he didn't have, so he went in early on and said, I'm going to go into this elimination round, but that means I'm not going to the last one, which means Darrell had a free walk to a team final where everyone is going to win money. And they're on a team. Let's just talk about this team. It was Darrell, Brad, Johnny, Evan, Kenny, and Derek Kaczynski. And Susie, who is also a badass. That's who was there. They were going to go to a final against Kellyanne. No, was it Kellyanne? It was Kellyanne and Sarah. Yeah, that's who they were going against. Darrell had literally a cakewalk to like a easy 80K check. They get drinking. Brad's got to go into the elimination. So, you know, Brad's feeling the heat.
Yeah, Brad, he's reckless.
Yeah, Brad gets a little bit of the sauce in him and he starts talking and he's basically telling Darrell, like, I will work you. And Darrell, it looked like it had been going on for a while. And I think finally he, like, you can only tell someone from Oakland, California, you're going to wreck them so many times before they're like, okay, then do it. And they went at each other and Darrell hit him with a pop, pop and bounced his head off the floor. And they both got kicked out of the game. But Brad left. I mean, I don't think he could open either one of his eyes. Like, Darrell got him good. Like, Darrell has hands.
Oh, for real.
When I'm watching Asaf say this, I'm like, Darrell will literally, he dropped Brad instantaneously. Three shots before Brad even knew what happened. And I wouldn't fight Brad either.
No, definitely not today, and definitely not 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Right.
Definitely not.
Darrell threw hands so quick, you didn't even see the punches, and it was insane. So, Asaf, have fun with that.
Yeah, no, that's what. Okay, what's the most heated you've seen things get on a reunion?
Oh, I've seen Devin stand directly over Johnny, and like he was going to hit him.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Like legitimately, yeah.
Like that was that was intense after Vendettas. Or no, it was Vendettas and then Final Reckoning. Devin's someone you don't, at a reunion, you don't want to be on his bad side.
Yeah. No.
He goes hard.
He knows how to push buttons.
Devin goes hard at reunions.
Yeah, no, and I loved him in this one. So, yeah, Darrell, I don't write shit online, bro. Keep me out your mouth. I'm fucking tired of it. You're soft, thirsty, and corny.
So yeah, and then Asaf game even harder at him, and I'm thinking, dude, don't push him.
Yeah, chill. They then moved to the James decision to choose Nerys over Zara. Zara immediately calls him out. What was that? You haven't apologized for 6 months. So then James, he goes, it was one of the few times I should have actually gone, you know, not with what people want. I lost my integrity, and he didn't message her because he was embarrassed. He apologized, and she forgave him. To be fair, and then he said, to be fair, I was being a little bit of a bitch in this show. So what did you think about him taking accountability there?
I love when people take accountability.
Yeah.
I think it's great because here's the thing. As soon as you take accountability, you notice how it moves everything along. It's when you're not willing to own up to your shit at reunions is when everyone's going to come and attack you. Just own up to it. He was, but he said it all season. He's like, I'm just doing whatever I got to do to stay safe.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about Zara.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. He doesn't. Like, they act like they're such best friends. And as soon as, you know, Mariah comes around, he's like, wait, what was that? Who?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. He's like, I've known Nerys for years.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
We just met the other day. No, I've known you for years.
Yeah. He basically said, like, look, I was getting some of the best ass I've ever gotten in my life.
Is that what he said?
No, I'm just
kidding. I was like, oh my gosh, you probably, what'd you get the unedited version?
I got the subtext. But this is what he was telling her. He's like, look, Zara, like, I'm getting some ass. Like, she just so happens to be aligned with the other side that has the power, and you're on the short end of the stick here. So it is what it is. I don't know. I thought it was funny. They go back to the Corey deliberation. We've talked about that a lot, but is there anything you want to add before we move on from that?
What do we talk about?
Just Corey and, you know, the whole big T. And
no, I would like to see the resolution they had.
Yes.
I felt really bad for him last episode because I thought that those girls were being, they just were so in love with the attention they were getting from being victims. I thought they were just kind of dragging it on. You can tell when someone's truly sorry, and he apologized a million times, but I like to see the resolution, and now I'm happy with Big T and Melissa again. Although I do look at Big T much differently now that I know she farts like a sailor. Like, that's disgusting. Like,
vile.
Yeah, no, like, any girl, as soon as she's like, I rip ass all the time and it's nasty, I'm like, yo, dog, I'm out, dog.
This is good for
not,
me,
here's
dog.
The, not even
it's a
like,
no for me, bro.
Yeah, like, that's the, I've, to be honest with you, I'm going to be 100% honest. I have never heard Jenna fart once. And she probably lives with a constant stomach ache because I don't know how that's possible. Well, but I mean, that's honest to God, hand on the Bible, I've never heard Her farts.
I was going to say this. I was going to say, look, if you guys all live together,
all
you have
STDs,
to share.
All STDs, baby. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I live with that. Yeah. No, look, if you. If you live together with somebody and they go to the bathroom to fart, that's like fair game. You know, like where else are you going to fart if you can't fart in the bathroom? But just to be like out in the open in the house.
I think there should be like, you know, there's like smoking rooms in airports. I think there should be like private rooms for like all the girls to go fart in so they don't have to like degrade themselves like that.
I mean, yeah, but no cameras, but Emmanuel will find a way to bang someone in there for sure.
Oh yeah, Emmanuel will literally probably sit, he'll connect like a hole to the room with like a tube and he'll be like, he'll like puff in the girl's farts.
He'll be non-binary for the day. Go be a chick for that day.
Yeah.
Go in there and then walk right out. I'm a dude now.
No, he would just be huffing the chick's farts out of the room. He's they call him HVAC. He's purifying the air in there.
It's fucking great.
Mustache, dude. What a true.
Oh,
did
man.
You see his platform shoes?
Oh, my God.
Is this platform Doc Martens?
No. All right.
Do you want to take a roundhouse kick to the face from Emmanuel in his platform Doc Martens?
Oh, yeah. And his fucking, you know, I'll know his choreography because it'll all be Michael Jackson moves.
That's where he got that jacket. Is that a Michael Jackson jacket?
That we clowned about that in the last clip, but 100% some MJ jacket.
You know what's grosser than Big T's farts?
What?
Go back and listen to the joke Devin told. It was the joke that, or no, Kara told the joke. What was it? It was terrible. Oh, Devin goes to pull the thing, right? And Kara says, Devin, your pullout game is strong. Listen to Maria Menounos laugh. It's the most creepy, disgusting. Like I had to go back 15 times. You know, the back button, it's like, go back 15 seconds. I literally would watch it and I was like, oh my gosh, watch again.
I'm she's like
it's haunt, it's still haunt. Yeah, she's like, jeez.
Speaking of that,
Jeez, Maria. Put your Adam's apple away for a second. Dude, what are you short on air? You breathing out of the girl's fart room or something? Come on, man. Get your shit together.
Menounos is getting strays right now. Well, maybe it's because we're ready to publicly manifest, you know, what everyone's been talking about. They want us to host the reunion. What would you say to that if they called for us to host the reunion?
I would love to host the reunion.
I would love for us to host
the reunion. But I would only do it if you could somehow get me Emmanuel's jacket.
That's easy, bro.
And a sailor hat.
That's easy. If 250 makes him a millionaire.
And an eye patch and a sailor hat. Dude, did you see, though, he won that 25 hundo at the end?
Oh, yeah.
That's a mill.
Yeah.
Doesn't even care anymore, bro. I am also a Romanian millionaire.
Yeah.
And no. I wouldn't toss 25 hundo around like that.
By his exact standards, that's 10 grand that he just, no, more than that. That's 25,000. Because, hey, easy. A quarter point, you know.
Easy, dude. Come on.
Whatever it is, my math is fucked up. Okay, so they show Berna, which we'll definitely get to her escapade.
Bro, how crazy is Berna?
Berna's
of everyone to go after, she goes after Colleen because Colleen doesn't answer her phone calls in real life. That's what Berna's big issue is. It's not with Michelle, who basically used her all season. It's not with anybody else. Her issue is with Colleen, who's probably a CIA asset, let's be honest. Like, she didn't give a rat's ass. She's like, I didn't answer because I don't care.
Yeah, I'm very busy in real life.
Berna's issue is with Colleen. She is batshit crazy. That was the mental institute that she was filming from. They brought her into like the main office. They're like, hey, we need you to film real quick. Who are you mad at?
Yeah.
She's probably like, I don't even know what they're talking about. They had to just show her cast pictures and she's like, that one. She doesn't answer my phone calls and Colleen's like, I'm a busy person.
Yeah. I don't care about you. Since we are talking about Berna, let's skip around. All right, to what I thought was very revealing.
Oh, her sucking up, Emmanuel. They're trying to say they're making out. How about though? She's so crazy. She told everyone.
Yeah,
she told. She's like, I've been cut on with him all season, and he picks me. It's like actually happening.
So during the daytime, she's telling Colleen he has a girlfriend. You're fucking on him. He tries to cock block fucking Raven. He tries to cock block Olivia. Whatever. And she's the one.
That's
she's
why
the one slobbing the knob.
That's why she was. That's why she was doing that, bro. She was the Ben Wallace of cock blocking. What a dude!
And on the side,
that's hysterical, dude.
She was getting it in on the side.
Yeah, she's a savage. making everyone else feel guilty about hooking up with Emmanuel, and she was the main piece. Dude.
Oh,
that's
Emmanuel's
like that.
Great,
that's literally like that scene from Wedding Crashers where he finds out she's not a virgin.
Yeah.
Emmanuel the whole time, you know, like everyone thinks Brenda's this like whatever girl, and the whole time she's just been the girl from Wedding Crashers.
Just like, thought that's what guys wanted to hear.
Yeah, I just thought that's what guys wanted to hear. Emmanuel was she was walking around with panties shoved in her mouth all season. We had no idea.
Yeah. So now that we know that,
it makes her even crazier.
It makes her even crazier, and it makes this win look even worse for Emmanuel.
The fact that they didn't bring her to the reunion also is like a you know, red flag. We know why she's not there.
Yeah, well, she's a liability.
Was that room? Did you see the pads on the wall in that room she was sitting in?
Yeah.
She never brought her hands up. That's because they were cuffed. Her feet were also handcuffed together too. That's why she was like bobbing around like that. We see you.
We see what's going on.
She's in Romania in prison in Emmanuel's basement.
Oh, that's great. So
what a creep, dude.
Big time. So Laurel has asked a question via Devin pulling the chaos, which says which challenger needs to work on their game to be a champion, and she smartly says everyone because literally none of them, you know, have every experience. But how would you have answered that question if you had looked at the cast that was at that reunion and they said, Zach, who, you know, needs to work on being a champion and what could they do to be a champion?
I'd be like, everybody that didn't win needs to work on being a champion.
Exactly what she said.
Yeah, that's the politically correct answer while also shaming everybody else on the stage.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they all need, everyone that didn't win could work on it. I could work on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like every time, and here's the other thing, it's not like every time someone shows up, they're gonna win.
Mm-hmm. So Tori said that you know, Laurel was the GOAT, and so did Kara. So
which is huge.
Yeah, that was
so like that's, so when I sit here and I tell people I'm afraid of Laurel, everyone's afraid of Laurel. And it's not a fear, I guess it's more of a as a competitor, she is the most dominant female, and the only person that's even close to her in my opinion would be like an Emily Schramm.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was just a physically dominant presence too, but they never did a season together.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So just something huge to know. Wait for you guys huge to hear that Laurel interview. Is coming in a couple weeks, so stay tuned for that.
I do want to see though. I can't wait to see you know, now that it's pretty much set up, we get to see, like, Laurel benefits from Tori and Kara beefing.
She does.
Because
that concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.